Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
Today I want to come from Psalms chapter 92 in verse 12 to 15. And I'm telling you, this message has been on my heart for over a year. And I was going to preach it last time, but the Lord took me a different route. But guess what? We're back here preaching the message that God wants you to hear today. And I tell you, as I prepared this message, I said, I want to bring a message that encourages the residents of Hilton Manor West. But don't you know, in the midst of my preparation, I got encouraged. I had strength from what God has prepared for you today. And we're coming from Psalms 92, and we're going to read 12 to 15, and it reads as follows. It says, "The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Those that be planted," notice where, "in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the court of our God. They shall bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be fat and flourishing to show that the Lord is upright. He is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in him." Amen. Well, I tell you, I don't know about you, but that's some encouraging things there. You know, when we think about growing old in our life, nature dictates that we see some decay, we see some slowness down, and we see that your fruits are not produced when you're getting old. But not so in the spiritual world. God saying you're going to be fat and flourishing in old age. Now, I like the word that he used there, flourishing. What does the word flourishing mean? Flourishing means in the midst of your trials, in the midst of your tribulations, you're going to still produce fruit. Isn't that good? So remember, God is not going to be like Satan that takes you and uses you and squeezes all the juice and sap out of you and then throw you into the fire. But God said, I'm going to use you when you're young, and I'm going to use you when you're old. I tell you, that's one good thing I want to encourage you today, is that God said you shall be like that tree planted by the rivers of water. And he talked about a palm tree. Anybody ever seen a palm tree? Man, isn't it beautiful? One of the things about a palm tree, and the Bible often speaks of, is that that palm tree grows, you know, straight up, and it's strong, and it has leaves at the top of the tree. And the thing about the palm tree produces dates year-round, which is very unheard of, but that palm tree continues to produce fruit. Even after 100 years, the palm tree is still producing fruit. And I think the psalmist was so great here to compare a Christian to that palm tree, that you're still going to produce fruit. Not like other trees, when they get old, they're not producing fruit. Only thing they're doing is providing shade. But God says you will produce fruit even in your old age. Now, what type of fruit was he talking about? Wisdom and knowledge. Boy, that's exactly what I was going to say. Wisdom and knowledge. I don't know about you, but my dad had an older friend, and this guy had so much wisdom. And I just used to love and sit at his feet and hear God's word and get knowledge. And that's, Bobby was exactly right. When you have age, you actually have some wisdom and experience that being young won't give you. And basically what you also be able to say is that, hey, in the midst of all that I went through, God took care of me. So you're going to be able to proclaim God to them. You're going to be able to give them encouragement. Because people can come and look at you and say, hey, Bobby, you're in a wheelchair, what's going on? But you can sit there and complain and say, woe is me. But you give glory to God. Now, you think about what that's going to do from somebody that's coming to you for some wisdom, and you can say, hey, the Lord has took me through everything that I went through, and I know that there's some greater things coming. So that's what God wants you to do. So he can grab you to that tree, that palm tree that produces fruit even in the over 100 years. But it didn't stop there. He also compared you to the tree of Lebanon. Listen to this. It says, you shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. How many people ever seen cedar wood? It's very expensive, isn't it? Oh, what do they say about it? It's very durable.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.